What up?
Hola, Ty. How's it going?
Are you? I'm doing great. I'm excited for another 24 minutes of salivating subway shenanigans.
Oh, wow, me too, bud. It is
Just me
a
and you and some. Yeah.
nothing, go ahead.
I was gonna try to dream up some new words for the breadheads and on the call. Maybe some like cheese chumps, or maybe you're a bunch of like sandwich schmucks. I don't know what we're gonna call you.
Yeah, I feel like we can workshop those a little bit.
Yeah. If any of the listeners on the call have a preference for how they would be like to be addressed, please comment on our Instagram posts your preferred verbiage.
I do appreciate the call to action there, but I think what's interesting about us is we don't give our listeners a choice. We tell them what it's going to be, and that's it.
That's a good point. So if you guys are dweebs, then you guys are dweebs.
Exactly. You can call me whatever you want, but you're gonna get called Herbs. Oh, buddy, I'm sipping on this ice cold brew right now. It is a scorcher out there.
Ice cold brew, beautiful. Yeah, it is a warm one out here today. I hope you're staying away from anything dairy related. That would make you pretty bloated today.
Oof, yeah. I typically do stay away. I eat lots of cheese and stuff like that, but yeah, no milk over here or anything like that.
That's a good call. Yeah, I'm sipping on some water gently tinted with a few cucumber slices.
Wow, are they organic or what, bud?
Fresh from the garden. Yeah, I picked them. Well, I didn't pick them, but they were picked. It was just a few feet away from me.
Wow, that's right, because you were I heard you're going hard on the pickling these days.
Yeah, for all the listeners on the call, I was part of a I participated in a pickling party of sorts the other day, a small gathering where we attempted to pickle about 60 pounds of cucumbers. It was overwhelming. I think we made about 74, 75 jars. It's a lot of pickles.
Insane. And these jars are like a liter, right?
Yeah, that's 75 liters of pickle juice.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, if you want, you're always welcome to come over and drop some pickle off for me.
Oh yeah, I'm very generous with my pickle.
Excellent. What else you got in there? You got some cucumbers, any other vegetables?
Not today, but I like to mix it up. I'll do a little bit of lemon once in a while. I'm a big fan of a lemon ginger medley. What's your preferred water ingredient?
Lemon, I guess. Yeah, I usually just rock straight lemon with a little ball of San Pellegrino and extra sour, get my vitamin C. Yeah, no sugar. We don't fuck with sugar on this end, Even my
Yeah,
Gatorade
you
is
don't need
zero
it.
sugar.
Yeah, when Eric drinks a lemonade, he's not referring to a lemonade in the more stereotypical sense. What he's suggesting is that he squeezed an entire lemon into a glass and just started drinking the lemon juice.
That's right. I don't yeah, it's I don't I wouldn't call it a lemon water. This goes back to like the definition of what is a lemonade, I guess. It has lemon in the name. There's no sugar in the name. Why does it require sugar for it to be a lemonade?
That's a good point.
Why do I have to preface my lemonade that it's zero sugar?
That should just be the standard, right?
Yeah,
Lemonade
exactly.
plus sugar would be sweetened to lemonade.
Yeah. Like, why is it light mayo at Subway and not like extra heavy mayo?
Ooh, that's a better branding move. Like you have mayo and then you have creamy mayo.
It's like here's the lifestyle option, the live fresh option, and then the be fresh option, which is indulge and swag out on them, flex on these fatties in line next to you with
Yeah,
your high metabolism.
the treat yourself sauces, you know? I'm gonna make a wet ass
Yeah,
hoagie
make a wet ass po' boy.
and I don't even care. Speaking of wet ass sandwiches, I was looking on Amazon earlier this week Actually, let's backtrack. Eric, do you want to tell our listeners why we're on Amazon recently?
Oh, that's right. So for our fellow breadheads out there, we are creating an Amazon wish list for one purpose and one purpose only, for you guys to have the opportunity to support the movement and to either donate or to just buy, straight up buy a shit on our Amazon wish list. The reason why it's an Amazon wish list is because that is a field on our new OnlyFans account. That's right, people. Think Fresh is on OnlyFans.
Yeah, so you can support us by signing up and following us and joining the Think Fresh movement through OnlyFans. We thought about
That's
using a
right.
Patreon, but we are all about rethinking things here, so we're
Yeah,
trying
exactly.
something new.
It gives a new meaning to our bio, 12 inches of inspiration.
Ayo.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Yeah.
yeah, we felt it aligned better with our brand. And yeah, you get that full, uncensored, full hand smell, everything, you know?
Yeah, just a couple of well-hung hosts talking about Subway.
Yeah. Big meat Ty and Eric over here.
Big cheese, Eric. And I'm
Yeah,
sure
but,
as we kind of build out this program, we will try to offer our OnlyFans subscribers some exclusive content, maybe additional episodes, access to merchandise, maybe a video episode or two.
Yeah, that's right.
Eric might even take
Maybe,
a shirtless pic.
yeah, I'll probably be shirtless for the majority of the time, at least this month. And yeah, you get to enjoy that. Maybe while we eat Subway, who knows? Maybe we'll film ourselves eating and talking, and you get to live that with us.
Yeah, so just like a lot of hot trash in general, but
Literally.
so
Yeah.
anyways, we're looking on Amazon. We're trying to figure out how can we populate our Amazon wish list so you, the listener, can then buy it for us. And one of the things I came across was this. It was called a sub safe. It was like a dry storage container for your Subway sandwich, and this is like a real product. It comes in two sizes, 6 inch and 12 inch. It keeps your sandwich fresh and dry, and you can store it for like potentially longer than the 4 minute expiry of a normal sandwich. It was actually on Shark Tank. This idea was pitched on Shark Tank. I don't know what happened with that. But what do you think of this product, Eric?
I mean,
SubSafe.
I'm trying to remember what it looks like, but is it basically like a magic bullet type of jar that the sandwich sits inside of?
Yeah, it looks like just like a little missile, and you could it opens at the halfway point at the 6 inch mark, and then you pop it open, and it comes with two lids, a 6 inch cap or the 12 inch extension for your footie, and it comes in a few different colors, I think. Like there's a pink one, a turquoise one, maybe a navy blue one, so you can like ensure that your sub safes reflects your personality.
Yeah, exactly. We don't usually fuck with protection on this pod, but if you're the type that doesn't want to have that hand smell or that that sauce directly hitting your fingers, your little stubby fingers, then I would recommend the Sub Safe. We're not
Yeah,
sponsored, by the way. I
this
don't
is
know why
not
we're plugging
sponsored,
this
but if they
idiot.
want to sponsor us, like we can work something out if anybody from SubSafe is on the call.
That's
Yo,
right.
one quality though of it that I was really astounded by was that the SubSafe it floats. Like your sandwich is waterproof inside, so it like floats on water, and they were advertising that. So you could like take your sub and turn it into a floater.
Oh
Yeah.
As
And
opposed to when you sit in the toilet and you make it a floater.
yeah, floater before and after you eat.
Wow. So you could be kayaking and you have this thing like this missile in your pocket.
That's what I don't understand about this is that I can't think of since situation where you would need a waterproof sandwich holder.
I can think of a lot. Maybe it's waterproof both ways though, right? Like your po' boy, your wet ass po' boy is inside there. It's gushing. You don't want any of that shit to leak out, right? Like if
Right.
you have the paper, that's like, that's not waterproof. Like your sauce is gonna leak out of the bag and potentially get on your nice Amiri jeans.
Good point. You it's not to protect the sandwich, it's to protect the world from the sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. And the smell. We don't want that.
Right. Keep the smell trapped in. Although, like, it is important, I think, to be like, if you do own a sandwich bag, to have your sandwich bag be nautically mindful is a plus. 'Cause like, I don't know, I kind of, something tells me that like Subway's aspirational customer is like someone who owns a water vessel of some sort, like a yacht or a kayak or a sailboat. Like,
Yeah.
I'm imagining a Subway ad, and like whoever's in the ad is like got like a white collared shirt on and some boat shoes.
Yeah. Basically a Vineyard Vines like scene.
Yeah, totally. There's no Mary Jeans happening here. This is all Vineyard Vines.
True. Maybe it's just the Hastings location where they play the weekend lots and you're wearing a Mary Jeans and like Viz Vims or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's like definitely like probably a very small market for this sub safe.
Yeah, I would you buy it?
Maybe. I think I might, because I feel like all aspects of my life are converging into this like weird Subway reality. This moment in time.
The brand's growing like a virus right now, the
Yeah,
Think Fresh brand.
if I don't buy it, I think it'll end up somehow in my life.
Yeah.
Regardless, it'll find
Yeah.
me.
When you decide to leak your birthday one day, I'll make sure to write it down, and then who knows, you might find one in your lunchbox.
Oh yeah, Subsafe is gonna be my birthday present.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
Yeah.
I might have to re-gift that one. That's such a shitty
Yeah.
Secret Santa gift to get.
I don't usually like to I like to hit my wet ass subs raw. Barehanded, and I don't see the point of it really.
Yeah, they would have more luck investing in like some Subway gloves so that while you're eating the sandwich, you don't get sauce on your skin and you don't get the scent of the sandwich on your fingertips.
Or
That's
what
why I
about
think, like,
like
yep.
what about like a green laser pointer so that you're like when you're in line you can just point at the vegetable you want? Like Subway Green.
So that's a cool idea. So this eliminates the need to touch. Like, okay, so I actually always, I the glass partitions, I'm getting more used to it because of COVID. Like Subway's so ahead of the curve with COVID stuff, right? Like they already got the glass partition up, so you don't spit a giant loogie on the cucumber section. But
Yeah.
I always find with the glass partition, I'm like tapping on the glass when I'm trying to place an order, because like I'll be like green pepper, and they like look at me like they've never heard that word in their life.
Yeah.
So then I'm
Yeah,
like
exactly.
tapping on the glass, I'm like the green pepper, pointing at it, ding ting ting.
And then you're like hunched over because the glass is convex. You're already kind of like leaning over and it's like right up against you.
Yeah. I'm basically trying to like wrap my arm like a feeler, like wrap it around the glass to like point down.
Yeah, and you're
That
kind
one.
of like T-Rexing like a little pointer hand like, "Hey, over here, the black olives."
Yeah, so I think your two options then are a laser pointer, like you're suggesting, which I love. The other one would be like a small hammer to break the glass and just do it yourself, just make the sandwich yourself.
Yeah, break in case of sub emergency. Like
Yeah.
she's putting on the green peppers. No.
Oh, dude, if I'm there, every day is a sandwich emergency when I'm there. It's a gong
Yeah.
show at that place.
Oh boy, I'm sure there's tons of Shark Tank ideas for Subway Man. It's due for a little disruption, I think. What do you think of how Quiznos like completely eliminates the collaboration factor?
Oh,
We don't like to talk about that place on this pod,
yeah.
but
I hate talking about Quiznos.
we
Those
don't
guys
like
are.
to bring that place up, but think about it for a sec. Like you are in line and isn't the toaster like right in front of you and facing away from you? So you're like blo completely blocked from any of the creation process.
Yeah, totally. It's so weird at Quiznos. It's like they put a wall between the customer and the artist. I don't even think they call them artists. Customer and
yeah,
the
exactly.
cog.
Yeah.
So like you get no say in the creative process. You just point at the menu. It's just for like thick, slow people that are like dim-witted. They come in, they go like that one, and then the sandwich makers just prepare and spit it out on the other side. You might as well just go buy like a pre-made sandwich from like the produce section of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. You have more choice in that realm.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me started on Quiznos, man. That place is a hellhole.
Yeah, let's backtrack though. We don't want to go
there. We get away from there.
Yeah. Speaking of backtracking, I didn't get to hear about your lunch today.
Oh yeah, I had a great lunch. So I
Tell
went
me about
up
it.
To a little market up the street from where I'm at right now. I'm working remotely outside of my normal apartment because I'm a digital nomad. And so I visit this new market and they have a deli section. So I go and I get a sandwich from there. And it was really refreshing to have a sandwich made prepared for me fresh from a stranger.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So I got a ciabatta bun. It's a veggie sandwich. It's got both hummus and avocado because I'm no broke boy. Havarti cheese. And then a nice selection of vegetables. Some red pepper, some cucumber, lettuce, of course, tomato, the whole nine yards. So it was delicious. I was really happy with it. What about you?
Wow, that sounds like a Subway sandwich, but like slightly elevated. Like you have red peppers instead of green peppers.
Oh yeah, it was great. The funny thing about it was like for the hummus, they just use like hummus from like some random organic hummus brand. And then when they like ran out of hummus before they made my sandwich, so they just like walked into the grocery store, grabbed some hummus off the shelf, came back to the deli, opened it, and spread it on my sandwich.
Oh, wow. Wow. So they got full farm-to-table service.
It's basically farm-to-table.
Wow. With the hummus. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so pretty happy with that sandwich. What about you?
Well, I made something on bread as well.
Okay.
I had a little avocado toast. And what I did was I sliced up the avocado. Well, okay, first I toasted the bread. Put some butter on there, like a nice little solid base, you know?
Yep.
Just to make it as wet ass as possible. And then I just like put some avo on top. And then I like to drizzle like a little bit of olive oil on top.
Oh,
that way,
beautiful.
Whenever I like season it, it like sticks nicely to it. So I'll like crack some fresh black pepper on there, some Maldon salt, a little bit of cayenne pepper. And then I made a little tomato salad, which I usually do. I pretty much patent it at this point. It's a nice little heirloom sliced into wedges with some olive oil, dash of balsamic vinegar, some more Maldon salt, black pepper. And if I don't actually have any heirloom tomatoes, then I'll rock a little oregano in there just for some added flavor. But when it's heirloom, I like the delicate, you know, flavor that it provides. So I try to maximize that as much as possible.
Bravo, Chef Eric. That's a really artisanal lunch. I don't even think you could call it avocado toast. It's more like sophisticado toast.
Yeah, who would have thought I'd be this far? You know, literally in January, I didn't make like toast.
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch your personal journey into the culinary arts.
Yeah, thanks. I realized like being forced to cook, I've leaned into my heritage more, like my roots, and just kind of like defaulted to like the things my parents have made and my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I know how it's supposed to taste, so I just try to mimic that as much as possible.
I think that's a really nice way to approach cooking, is to like look at your heritage and use that to find your truth, and then exercise that truth through some sort of culinary endeavor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
Have a resource as well.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to learn more. And I think that's how like all the best designers work, is they like center their work in their truth. Like
mm-hmm.
fashion designers, architects, there's like these like principles of living that then they use to create from, right?
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's within you already, like subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Like I skew towards the the herbs and cheese already anyway, because that's the kind of flavor profile that I'm used to.
Right, you want that like a Mediterranean European kind of vibe in your bread.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about like what would other like Eric and I are both designers, we're cultural curators obviously, but what about designers that have a maybe like a bigger like a more ambitious truth? What would their sandwich look like?
Yeah.
Like a celebrity designer.
Yeah. Like, what would a Rick Owens Subway sandwich look like?
Yeah, exactly. A Rick Owens sandwich. I think it would be like, it's hard to imagine what it would be like, but I'm sure it would be celebrated like a sculpture. It would be like in the Triennale in Milan or something.
Yeah. The only thing that comes to mind is like heavy on the black olives.
Oh, dude, he would have a whole dark shadow sandwich probably. Like some dark ass rye, triple toasted, black olives, like Black Forest ham. I don't
Yeah.
know what you do for a, maybe you do the for a sauce, you'd have like mayo, but like with squid ink in it.
Oh wow, that's beautiful. I imagine also he would never take it to go. He would always try to order it in so that it could be eaten out of a geo basket.
I actually feel like what Rick Owens could also do, because like things like the geobasket, he likes to play with like classic silhouettes or like pre-existing silhouettes and then like alter the proportions of things. So like maybe like you get like the what's the chicken sandwich, the rotisserie style chicken, that thing, and but like it's stacked like seven chickens high, so you go like not just like a foot long left and right, but like a foot long along the y-axis as well. I can see him doing something like that.
Yeah, and you know how like when you unwrap your Sammy, it's always upside down? I feel like he'd be the type to just continue to eat it upside down as well.
Yeah, except it's not even wrapped in like paper, it's wrapped in like a garbage bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Black garbage bag.
Yeah, and you just find him sitting in the corner, like in a dark corner.
No kidding. I could also see him like doing like Rick Owens might do like a sandwich smoothie. Like he would be the kind of guy, if he did a collab with Subway, that would try to turn it into a smoothie, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely alter the structural composition as much as possible.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh boy, imagine like seeing him in like in person. Not even in a subway, but like just in general, like that would be a crazy thing. He's just like he's literally a dark ghost.
Yeah, he looks like the human version of like the strange being Momo.
You have to explain what the fuck that is.
You don't know about the internet urban legend Momo?
No, man.
Oh, you got just got to look it up online. It's just a Momo. I'm sure everyone on the call listens because they're internet woke, but it's like a very eerie, bug-eyed humanoid with like long black hair that like shows up and instructs kids to like kill themselves.
Jesus.
It's kind of like the Slenderman version for kids, a little bit easy, softer on the eyes, a little bit more bulbous features.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time to end this bad boy. I have to run to a meeting, which I'm late for, and I also
Oh
have to go find a
no.
shirt.
Okay. Well, this has been a great call. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
See here. I don't know. I was gonna say maybe like instead of worrying about overloading your sub because you have the opportunity to focus on fewer, higher quality ingredients.
That's cool. That's another
Yeah.
principle of living.
Yeah. Less but better, essentially.
I'm gonna say that I was thinking about this idea for a little while, but to experience Subway is to experience reality, and everybody's reality is different. Everyone's truth on Earth is different. So you can't see the reality of someone else. You can only use Subway as a means to articulate what you're experiencing. So it doesn't matter if you're a culinary elitist in like Soho or Abbot Kinney or La Marais, somewhere in the world, use your creative energy, capture your world, your experiences, channel that into your truth, and turn it into a beautiful sandwich.
Get her fucking going, boys.
Yeah, get this bread.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Ciao.
Ciao.